This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 22nd. God's word for you today is DIY. Our scripture reading is taken from James 4, verse 10, which says, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor." For the next couple of days, we are going to be looking at an aspect of God's heart for us. And when we let this aspect of God's heart flow in us and flow through us, nothing will be impossible for us. Our promotions will be seamless. There will be peace in our homes. Our relationships will be stronger. If we can cooperate with God and allow this virtue or this aspect of God's heart flow in us and flow through us, really, nothing will be impossible for us. So what is this aspect of God's heart that needs to flow in us and through us to make us invisible, to make us unstoppable, to keep us climbing higher? You will not be stagnated. It will be impossible for you to be stagnated if you let this aspect of God's heart flow in you. What is this aspect of God's heart that he wants to flow in us and through us? God has told me to say to you, let it flow. Let humility flow. When you hear let it flow, we are quick to think that God is about to say, let the money flow. However, you will discover that this is actually the key. You will think that God will say, let promotion flow, let fruitfulness flow, or let harmony flow in families. Guess what? All those things will flow. But God is saying to you and I, this season, let humility flow. Please read Philippians 2 verse 1 to 11. The elevation of Jesus was tied to the humility of Jesus. The greatness of Jesus was tied to the obedience of Jesus. When you let humility flow in your life, your elevation will be unstoppable. When you let humility flow in your life, your greatness cannot be deterred. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. The word let in this scripture means to allow something to happen, which means that it is in your power to allow. Humility is not a gift. Some people say they are still praying for the gift of humility. It is a wrong prayer. Humility is not a gift. God says, let the same mind. So allow the mind of Christ. Allow the Spirit of Christ be in you. Let humility flow. Humility is what you would call in our time a DIY spiritual essential. You must do it yourself. That is the preferred way. God says, take the toolkit and do it yourself. DIY. If you do not do it yourself, there are humility agents or agents of humility. Paul was a great man, but he was actually proud, arrogant and boastful, but serving God powerfully regardless. So God had to send him agents of humility. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 7 says, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. I know this is not a popular teaching. Some people try to talk this down, saying that the Lord we serve is good and magnanimous. The truth is, if you do not humble yourself, you will be humbled. That is how it works. But the easier path is to do it yourself, DIY. It does not cost you much, only your ego. Let us pray. Father, I choose today to let humility flow in my life and through my life. Holy Spirit, help me. Let there be no trace of pride in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.